I was taken up to heaven. My father came to me and he smiled. He smiled and he handed me these keys. Was his smile that ruined me? Just looking at his love, looking at his love for me. He said, here are the keys. You have access to every room. The first room we went into was this amazing, huge room. It was full of food. There was every kind of food imaginable. There were bags and bags of rice and cornmeal and beans and oil and food that went on and on and on as far as I could see. Oh God, I was so thrilled to know, wow, there's always enough. There's always enough for the hungry. There's always enough for the hungry. The next room he took me into was a room, a very strange room. Whoa, full of body parts, every kind of body part. There were hearts, there were legs, there were eyes, there were ears, there were new stomachs in the room, feet in the room, knees in the room, every kind of body part. He said, when I tell you, you can go in this room and you can have whatever body part, whoa, you need for the healing, for healing, whoa. The next room, whoa, I was taken into several months later was a room, oh, an access room to governments. And I went in the room and there were kings and presidents. Whoa, he said, you have authority to go in this room. But my favorite room. The room where I live, the room where I love to live is the secret place. The secret place where Jesus lives. It was a very low, low door. And the Father said, you must open this door. And I went down low and I opened the door and I got down low and I crawled into the room and there, standing before me in his beauty. Standing before me in his loving kindness and mercy. Wow! Jesus. I ran into his arms and I put my head just right down upon his chest. Just right down upon his chest and I just listened. I just listened. And I heard the beating of his heartbeat. I wanted to stay in that room forever. I said, God, I'll never leave this room. In fact, I didn't want to go anymore anywhere. I didn't want to go to preach. I didn't want to go to outreaches. I didn't want to go and feed the poor. I didn't care about the sick for a few moments. I just said, no, I just want to stay here and live here. I can't go anywhere. I can never leave this place. And then I heard, holy, the heat, holy, the heartbeat of Jesus, the heartbeat of the one I love. And he, holy, he said, I want my bride. From every tongue, every tribe, and every nation. He said, I'm hungry for my bride. Go and get my bride. And so I crawled out of the room and I began to run. I began to run wholly into the darkness. Into the darkest places on the planet and call forth the bride to come home holy to the Father's house, to come home holy, because there's room in the Father's house for everyone. Everyone in the whole earth is calling forth lovers. He's calling forth lovers to call in his beautiful, beautiful bride.